Big Country 102.9, Susan along with you and a special guest on the phone with me tonight. We are talking with Brad Harrison, who is with Good Golly, one of the organizations benefiting from the final season of Swing Shift and the Stars. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I know you use the power of the bicycle and all that stuff in Uganda, but that's just the overview. I'm sure you have more things to say.
Golly, G-A-A-L-I, is the Luganda word for bike. Our name means the good bike, and we use handmade bamboo bicycles that are made in Uganda, and we actually use those as cargo carriers, and we work in the hospital system in southwest Uganda. It's kind of a situation we kind of fell into. When you end up in the hospital in Uganda, there's such an extreme shortage of caregivers, primarily nurses, but also doctors. When you end up in the hospital, you have to bring along your own caregiver. So what that means is usually a family member, and it's 99.9% women, end up coming and staying at the hospital. And they actually perform basic nursing functions. And so a lot of these women come in from a village. They've never even been to a hospital before, but then all of a sudden they're expected to administer medications, change bandages, do all kinds of things that we would associate with kind of basic nursing skills. And so what we do is we just kind of come alongside those patient attendants, as they're called, and we give them kind of a crash course and all the things they need to know about, like germ prevention and hand washing and all that good stuff. We provide them with a care package that they use. It has essential items that they need while they're there. And then we also just spend time, you know, praying with them and sharing the gospel. So that's what we do.
How did you get involved with Good Golly?
I was actually working for a different organization back in 2017. We did a fundraising bicycle ride around Lake Victoria. So we rode through Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And as we did that, we just realized what an incredible tool those bicycles were. And so we just started having discussions. And before you knew it, we decided to form our own NGO, non-governmental organization in Uganda. And we've been doing this since 2019.
I just find it fascinating because people complain a lot about the healthcare system in the United States. But when you talk about Uganda and the fact that they don't even have the basics of even having a nurse and they have to bring the families in to help take care of the patients, that is just crazy.
There's some issues. We have issues and problems. But when it comes to a situation where, you know, you see women having to carry firewood in so that they can cook meals for themselves and for their patients, and, you know, having to sleep out on the grass, really a difficult situation. So we just try to come alongside and help as much as we can.
Let's talk about Swing Shift and the Stars. You're one of the nonprofits that is benefiting from the event this year, and it is their final year. How has things been going so far for your team?
They've been going great. The money that we raised, one of the things we realized, we focus primarily on women and children at the hospital. So we work with the maternity, neonatal, and pediatric wards. But one of the things we realized was the majority of the kids in Uganda go without diapers just because one disposable diaper costs about 20% of their daily income. So you can imagine when you have to pay for food and schooling and health care and all these things, you know, the diapers usually end up down at the bottom of the list, no pun intended. So what we're doing is we're raising funds, all the money that we're raising. We have a local partner in Uganda called Kijani Baby, and they hire local women to sew reusable cloth diapers with a, you know, an outer shell and a liner that really do a great job. They can be used from birth all the way through potty training. That's what we're focusing on, and our fundraising has been going really well.
What is your favorite part been so far?
Oh my goodness. We just had a great time with the first event, the ballroom dance competition. That was just really exciting. We're really looking forward to this upcoming lip sync. It's going to be hilarious. We're excited about that.
That is November 4th and 5th. And of course, the grandest finale is December 9th. Where can people find more information out about Good Golly?
Go to goodgolly.org, and that's G-O-O-D-G-A-A-L-I, goodgolly.org. If you need tickets, you can message me, email me, brad@goodgolly.org.
And I know that the Swing Shift and the Stars also has information on their website. We have information on our website. Can people also make donations outside of Swing Shift and the Stars through your website?
Yes, they can. Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Well, congratulations on what you're doing, because it's wonderful. Good luck with the rest of the Swing Shift and the Stars. And thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Thank you, Susan.
And again, we do have details details for all of the nonprofits and Swing Shift and the Stars right on our homepage at 1029bigcountry.com.